In this set of lessons, we're looking at who Jesus is. And today, we're going to talk about the fact that Jesus is God. Jesus is deity. And we're going to start in the Old Testament. We're going directly to the Bible to see what the Bible says about this subject. So let's start in Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 6. Here, Isaiah is obviously talking about the Messiah. This is a prophecy of Jesus Christ. And in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." So Isaiah 9, verse 6 says that the Messiah was the Mighty God. He was and he is deity. So Jesus was human. He lived life on the earth as a man. But he was not just a man. He was not simply a prophet. And we're going to see in later studies that he was not an angel. Jesus was God. Now, the next passage is Micah chapter 5. Micah chapter 5. And we're going to read that famous prophecy about Jesus' birth in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Now, Micah is making this prophecy hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And he says that the birthplace would be in Bethlehem. And Jesus, of course, was born in Bethlehem. He says that Jesus was to be ruler in Israel. Now, of course, the Jews looked at that and they thought that meant that he was going to be an earthly king, that he was going to be a king like David or Solomon or some other Old Testament king over the political empire of Israel. And of course, when the Bible says that Jesus was to be ruler, it simply means that he is the ruler over his spiritual kingdom, which is the church. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords in that spiritual sense. But I want you to notice also that the Bible says that his goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. That is, from the days of eternity. Jesus is eternal. Now, the only one who is eternal is God. Everyone else, everything else, had a beginning. We had a beginning, although our souls will never have an end. You see, your body is made of the dust of the ground, but your soul is not. Your soul will live forever, but your soul did have a beginning, and so it's not eternal in that sense like God is. Even the angels had a beginning. They will never have an end. They will live forever, just like our souls will live forever. But the angels are not eternal in the other direction, in the sense that the angels did have a beginning. God never had a beginning. The only one who never had a beginning is God, deity. And so God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit never had a beginning. The Bible teaches that God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit are eternal. They never had a beginning point. So the Bible tells us here in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that Jesus, obviously, is deity. Now let's go to the New Testament, because the New Testament is even more pointed. It is even more clear and direct on this question: who was Jesus? Jesus was and Jesus is God. John chapter 1, verse 1. In John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now notice, first of all, that the Bible says that in the beginning of the creation, the Word, that is Jesus, was there. The Word was with God, that is, he was with God the Father. And the Word was God, that is, he was deity. John is not saying that Jesus Christ and the Father are exactly the same. There is a difference there. There is God the Father, there's God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, that the Word was God, that means that the Word, Jesus, was and is deity. The Bible tells us in verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. That is, he's repeating it here for emphasis, that Jesus was in the beginning of the creation with God. And then in verse 3, he says that all things were made by him. That is, they were made by Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was made. There is nothing that was made without Jesus. That means that this universe was made by Jesus Christ. That means that mankind was made by Jesus Christ. That means that the angels were made by Jesus Christ. We all owe our origin to Jesus. That means that Jesus is deity. He is the creator. He is God. Now let's look next at John chapter 5. John chapter 5, and here we find Jesus in a common situation. We find Jesus in an argument with these Jewish people. And the Bible says, after he had had an argument with them, that in verse 18, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he had not only broken the Sabbath, that is, in their view, in their opinion, he had broken the Sabbath. Actually, in the sight of God, he had not broken the Sabbath. What he did do was to break their traditions that were not even in the Bible. But the Bible says also, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now that goes back to verse 17, where Jesus said, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. So when Jesus said, my Father, rather than our Father, you see, he wasn't including the rest of those Jews in that statement. He said that there was a particular way, there was a unique sense in which God was his Father, and they understood what he was talking about. They knew that when he said that, that what he was actually claiming was to be on equal level with God. So in verse 18, that made them mad. They wanted to put him to death because he made himself equal with God. Well, he was. He was of the same nature. Jesus was on the same plane. He was and is deity. John chapter 5, verse 18. Now let's look at another passage in the book of John, John chapter 10, and we find again the same kind of circumstance, and that is that Jesus is in a controversy with these Jewish leaders. The Bible tells us in John chapter 10, after he has told them that his miracles prove that he is deity, in John chapter 10, verse 30, the Bible says that Jesus said, I and my Father are one. We're one. We're united. You can't separate us. You can't say that you accept the Father and at the same time reject me and claim to truly accept God the Father. So the Bible tells us that when Jesus said, I and my Father are one, the Jews knew what he meant by that. Because the Bible says they took up stones to stone him. And then in verse 32, Jesus asked them why they were about to stone him, and their answer was in verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. So Jesus said, I and my Father are one. The Jews said, well, what that means is that you are equal with God, you're making yourself God. Well, he was. He was equal with God. Well, let's look at a few other passages in the New Testament, and we're going to have to skip over some. The Bible plainly teaches this, folks. And the reason that we're looking at this today is because there are people that talk about Jesus. There are people that have opinions about Jesus, and some of those opinions are not right. Some of those doctrines are not right. And so if we're going to see our way clearly through this world and through this life, if we're going to remain true and steadfast to the teaching of the Bible, we're going to have to realize and we're going to have to remember and we're going to have to remind other people of the fact that Jesus is not a mere man. He's not a mere prophet. He's certainly not an angel. He is God. He is deity. And he's going to be the judge that we'll stand before in that last great day. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Here Paul said, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." The Bible says that God was manifest in the flesh. This is obviously about Jesus Christ here, because the Bible says that he was justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world. That's Christ Jesus. And in Christ Jesus, God was manifest, that is, he was revealed. God was made known when Jesus came to the earth. So that is exactly the same thing that John was saying in John chapter 1, verse 14, where the Bible says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Let's go next to Hebrews chapter 1 for our final passage today. Hebrews chapter 1, and I want you to notice what the Bible says beginning in verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. So notice here, as he begins to talk about Jesus in verse 2, that God appointed him heir of all things, that God made the worlds. He made this universe through, by Jesus Christ. And in verse 3, who, that is Jesus, the Son, being the brightness of his glory, the brightness of God the Father's glory, and the express image of his person. Now, his person refers to God the Father. That refers to the character. That refers to the nature. That refers to the essence of God the Father. Jesus Christ is the direct image. He is the exact essence of the very nature of God the Father. So when people look at Jesus today, and they say, well, you have God the Father, but now Jesus, well, he was kind of a man. He was a prophet. He was something less than deity. He was something less than God in that sense. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that Jesus was deity. Now, we'll never be able to understand, at least in this lifetime, all the things involved in Jesus coming to the earth and being God and man at the same time. I don't fully understand that, and I don't claim to. And we will never be able to fully understand what the Bible teaches concerning what we call the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But we know these things are true, and we know from all these passages that Jesus was deity, and we can rest assured when we say and when we teach that Jesus is God.